welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Networking equals sharing. And I want to get away from the old idea people have about networking. Networking is to get a job and to talk to your manager, talk to your manager's manager, and to just have people in your network that you can rely on. Whereas like the new networking that I talk about in my happiness book has more to do with sharing the things that you're passionate about and to support each other doing just that. It's to get the word out about your new site, about your new messaging, about your new book, about anything that you've created and that you're passionate about. That's what networking is about. It's getting the word out, sharing things that you believe in, but also sharing other people's information. That's what social media is based on. And yet we forget often the social part of social media. We don't share, we just like. And we express our opinions vividly by just hitting that like button. It's not how it works. You got to be in the game a little bit more. Because sharing what matters most is what none of us do enough.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
And to illustrate that, I want to do a reading from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness. If you by now have gotten your copy of the book, I invite you to read along with me on page 209, where it says, have a close look at the people in your life. You could also call this chapter Sharing What Matters Most. Being an entrepreneur can be a lonely existence, regardless of whether you're successful or not. It's important to have a strong support network of people to fall back on, both to celebrate your successes with you, as well as to provide support in times of challenges or even despair. Success is a team sport. It's much easier to become successful with the support of the right people than it is to do everything on your own. You have to surround yourself with positive, successful people that can support you, and you can support them in return. Even though I always aimed to keep my work and personal life separated, I typically end up making friends in the places I work. While that's a good thing, I also lost touch with a lot of those people when I either moved across the country, across the planet, or simply switched jobs within the same city. When you no longer move around in the same circles, whether on a large or small geographical scale, you'll lose touch with the people that stay behind in those same circles. For a while, that made me angry and disappointed. But I now know it's okay for people to come and go. I might not like the revolving door of people, but I've taken it as a sign of my own growth and change in life. Especially when I switched careers and decided to go from being a successful management consultant to becoming a full-time photographer, I imagine that change must have been interesting to observe for some. A few admitted later they didn't think I would make it. I did, which is purely because of a drive and passion for the work I do today. Evaluate who the positive and negative people are for you. In line with what we discussed before, I wouldn't recommend cutting anyone out right away, but instead make time for adding more positive and successful people into your life that you want to be associated with. I remember going to a Christmas party once with a dear friend and colleague, and when we entered the restaurant where the party was taking place, she quietly mentioned she really wasn't in the mood to speak to all those people tonight. Instead of quote-unquote networking, we sat in a quiet corner, enjoyed the people watching, the food, and maybe a drink or two. Now, in building my career in businesses, I often didn't feel like networking at all. And that's partially because I used to be a shy person who didn't say much at all. The other part is because networking often felt meaningless to me. The conversation topics are picked from the shallow end of the pool, where people pretend to be all sorts of things they aren't as part of their involvement in corporate politics at some level. If you don't play ball at the same management level, the conversation is merely based on the difference in employee status. Having the problems with authority that I have, especially in corporate life, that kind of social interaction never worked well for me. I believe networking should be based on sharing ideas and having a meaningful conversation with your peers, your boss, clients, or even the CEO. Networking is the time when status stays behind and people come off their pedestals and out of their corporate ivory towers to connect as equals. Someone considered smoking to be the best possible networking event, since having a smoke outside Better Loading Dock is probably the only place where you can have a quick conversation with the CEO. I think that's a pretty unhealthy habit, both physically speaking, as well as from an organizational health perspective. If the CEO is that far removed from the company, how can he or she be in charge of it and make effective decisions? Networking within the company with management and peers alike, as well as with other companies or even competitors, should be based on being of service to one another. Listen to understand what your conversation partner has to say instead of jumping in to respond too quickly. Instead of competing for business or your 15 minutes of fame with the boss, see how you can help each other out. The power of your network amplifies your own power. Networking site LinkedIn has a graph that shows how many people you have in your extended network. While I have a fairly large network myself, the added connections that all of my dire connections have make my potential reach much larger. And when things don't go as planned, it's great to have a group of people you trust. You can fall back on them and get their advice and insights to move forward again. Never give up on your dreams, even in the face of perceived failure. The right support system and safety net can help you get there much faster.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.